to say.
That's the best start to a podcast ever. As I pressed record, you said, "Oh, you know what to fucking say." Yes. Come on, continue on. Okay. Welcome to Throttle Enthusiast Podcast. Today, I finally got Caleb with me. Today. So, apparently he's playing Forza Horizon 2. Caleb? Oi. Mike?
Yes.
Ah, okay, that's his voice. Sorry for the poor quality because, you know, we don't have any money to buy fancy.
We're professionals at this.
Yes, no. We are truly professionals at this. I mean, you know, to show you how professional I am going to eat chips. Hang on. Give me a second, okay? Scrap the chip eating plans. Okay, Caleb, tell the listeners a bit about yourself.
Australia.
So, it's like a proper Australian accent.
Yes, I do a fucking proper Australian accent.
Right. Okay, so what kind of cars are you interested to?
Fords, Lexus, and Mitsubishi Evos.
Evos! Yes, we just found out that we are actually on the same team. Yes, Evo. Okay, that was a bit awkward because apparently we liked something.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys don't know about this, but me and Caleb, okay, every time we go on a chat, we always argue about Holden, Ford, GM, or GM in general. I'm a GM guy. Okay. Yeah, and then he just said that he likes Evos, which I also do.
Holden
is better than Ford, mate. What are you talking about? The height is way 430 kilowatts. Not the crappy ass. Not the crappy ass.
The wheels.
Okay. Until now, I still don't get it. I still don't get what that means because, you know, if a car has a bigger kilowatt or horsepower on the flywheel, it should have a far more superior wheel. Okay, hang on. I'm gonna look up for the wheel kilowatt figures of the Holden HSV. Hang on. HSV GDS wheel kilowatt. Wheel. Is it double? Okay, so. Oh, for God's sake! I typed in a HSV GDS WKW, and WKW stands for wheel kilowatt, right?
Yes.
Apparently, according to the internet, it means Walkinshaw. Walkinshaw, come on. Okay.
Let's see how that works.
Yeah. It kind of makes sense, okay? Also, is Tom Walkinshaw still alive?
I think. I'm not actually sure.
Tom Walkinshaw. Oh, hello. He's British. He's not fucking Australian. He's British.
He's a fucking British Tom then.
Oh, come on. it's about this weird... No, it's... Okay, he's British, okay? At least he's British. Oh, damn. He died.
What?
2010. Oh, quite a while.
Oh, wow, he died that long ago?
Yeah, he died 6 years ago.
is.
Yeah, exactly. Also, yes, he's British. At least he's British and not Canadian, like Moffat. Alan Moffat, yes, Alan Moffat. Moffat. There we go. What?
It's Moffat mine.
Look, my accent is not completely Australian, okay? I have a mixed accent when speaking English.
Your accent's about as Australian as a hot dog.
About as Australian as a hot dog? What?
Your accent is about as Australian as a hot dog, which isn't much.
Yes, I know. Okay, Alan Moffat. Moffat. How do you say it?
Say it, Moffat.
Moffat. Moffat.
The way you were saying it, I was just fucking with you.
Moffat. Moffat.
Holy fuck!
Just a side note, viewer, listeners. Caleb is playing Forza Horizon 2, which, as you probably know, is full of crazy shit.
And I do swear a lot, so sorry if that offends anyone.
I also do. Don't worry. Okay, so. Back to my question. How do you say Moffat?
Moffat.
Okay. Moffat. Okay. He's Canadian.
I'm not Canadian. I'm fucking Australian. Oh, Moffat is.
Moffat is Canadian. And of course, the legendary. Old Falcon XY GD Hycho.
Yes, the first proper super saloon slash sedan.
Sedan. How do you say it in Australia? Do you say saloon or sedan? Because I know in England they say saloon, and in America they say sedan.
We say sedan.
We say sedan. Oh, okay. Same as us. Oh. Hang on. Nothing. Okay. It's not nothing. It's not nothing. There is. Okay, hear me out. An XY for sale in Jakarta. It's in Jakarta.
I better buy that thing right now.
Let me see. Let me see the price. Oh wait. 1971. Is 1971 XY or XB? Yeah, I'm gonna send a pic to you. Hang on. I'm gonna send. If you haven't known already, listeners, we're talking through Skype, which is plain obvious. Hang on. So the picture, yes. The picture. There we go. Hopefully it sends. There we go. Check it out. Is that an XB, an XY, or an XA?
That's an XA, I'm pretty sure.
XA. Okay. Okay. My mistake. That wasn't an XB. Or sorry, an XY. I swear, 1971, they still had the XY.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, so the XY and the XA went into production at the same time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Listeners, nothing happened. May have slightly clicked the hang up button. Okay, 70 million. So, how much is that in Australian dollars? Hang on. IDR to AUD. AUD, right? Okay. AUD. So how much is that? 70? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Huh. Okay. Well, what do you reckon? 7,100 Australian dollar for an XA.
7,100?
Yeah.
That's 7,100.
Yeah,
7,100. That's fucking cheap.
Really?
For an XA?
For an XA, yes.
Really cheap.
Okay, I think I know why it's so cheap. I'll give you this picture. There we go. Okay, for the viewers who listeners, there you go. You don't view a podcast. You listen a podcast.
What's
a
YouTube podcast?
A YouTube. I have zero skills at videos, so yeah. Okay, well, what do you think about those rims?
Check them in a sec.
Okay. 170,000 kilometers.
Okay, call me a racer, but I kind of like those rims.
For real.
Yeah.
For real. Okay. Okay, yeah, to be honest, it's not the greatest rim for a Falcon, but it is, not Ricer spec.
Yeah, it's nice, I like it.
Okay, how do you reckon, 170,000 kilometers?
170,000, yeah, that's nothing.
That's nothing. Okay, a manual, 1971, 4,000cc, so, hang on. XA Falcon. Falcon.
Yeah,
4,000cc. What the hell? What engine is that? 4,000cc?
I think it's a 4.26. I'm not sure.
No, it has a. Oh shit. Okay, so it's apparently not a 4,000cc. It's Indonesians being Indonesians. Anyway.
Yes, that was close.
Anyway, 4.1 liter. Okay, hang on. 4.1 liter. The straight six.
It's not the barrel though.
Yeah, I know. Wait, when did the barrel went into production the first time?
I think it was either AU or it was one of the E series.
AU.
Oh.
AU. Yeah, I think it might have been. AU. So it's not an old engine entirely.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure.
Let me just Barra straight six.
Not sure.
Barra inline six. Yes, the 4 liter Barra inline six. Ah. Wait a minute. This is the FPV one. I don't want to look for the FPV one. I want to look at the normal one. Hang on. What the frick? Okay, but apparently, wait, is the Barra an FPV engine or a Ford engine?
It's a Ford engine tuned by FPV.
Oh, tuned by FPV, okay. Okay, apparently, you, sir, are wrong.
I'm wrong with the list.
BA.
Plus, where the Barra was in AU.
Yeah, come on, I'm confused. Hang on. AU Falcon.
Oh no, it must have been a BA. Yeah, it must have been a BA.
It's in a BA. What?
Interesting. BAFGF, yeah. Could have sworn it was AU. Anyway.
Oh no. Okay, I just looked it up and it's not in the AU.
Yeah. Not BA.
It's in a BA, yeah. So it's actually a very recent engine.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna get fucked. I'm up against two Supras.
What?
I'm up against two Fast and Furious Supras.
FNF Subarus?
Supras.
Oh, Supras.
Yeah.
No, the... okay, there we go. Yep. The, BA. Oh my god, I just noticed that the smallest engine in the Falcon BA was the Barra. Also, yeah, I know, in Indonesia, okay, the smallest engines that manufacturers sell is like a 900cc three-cylinder.
Really?
Yeah, no, 990 or 980-something.
Jesus.
Three-cylinder, okay, and then I look at this, BA, Futura sedan, Futurama.
Futurama was pretty
bit shell, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. Okay, Futura, the Falcon, okay. The smallest engine was a Barra. Right. Also, I have noticed that the, what the hell? Oh my good, oh god. Wow. So apparently the Mark II interior of the BA, wait, I thought one of your family members has a Falcon.
Yeah, my dad, he's got a Falcon. It's an XL6 turbo motor, mm-hmm. which he supercharged, so it's a twin-charged Falcon wagon.
Nice. BA?
It's an amazing sleeper.
BA?
Yeah, BA wagon.
BA or BF?
BA. BA. Pretty sure.
Pretty sure BA, okay. So, right, a BA. Apparently a BA Mark II interior is about the same as an FG.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
And I mean, going from a BA to an FG, you don't really notice, you don't really notice the difference.
You don't.
Yeah.
You notice the dual buttons, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. I mean, even the steering wheel is the same from BA to FG.
Mm.
Oh, damn. Not even FG, FGX even. I just looked up the interior pictures of the BA, the BF, the FG, and the FGX, and they all look essentially the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what Ford is lacking, really.
I prefer it, to be honest.
Yeah, in a way it's good because less quality means less money. So you have to consider value for money, really.
But one of the biggest things I don't like about Holden is how goddamn confusing their interiors are for me.
Really?
Yeah. I've always found Holden interiors confusing just because they change them with each new model.
Hmm, interesting. So you have some people who likes updated interiors, every model changed the interior, changed some shit, well, and then I heard that from you, who likes old interiors. Interesting. Okay, so FGX. Wait a minute.
They had some call.
Hang on. They don't have a wagon on the FGX. Is that correct?
Yeah, they don't have one on the FG
either. Oh. Oh wait, they have one on the FG?
No, I don't think they do.
Oh, so the last wagon was a B series.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, that's a shame.
But oh well, shit happens.
Yeah, shit happens. damn. Ford Mondeo. What do you reckon of Ford Mondeo as a replacement for the Falcon in the future?
Hmm. Maybe, but it depends on which Mondeo. If it's Mondeo XR5, then yes, maybe.
Okay. It might be.
Just because the amount of money that's being put into that Falcon.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Sorry for the sudden laugh, but apparently, the smallest engine sold to a Falcon, which is a Barra, a 4-liter straight six, okay?
Yeah.
is larger than the largest engine offered in a Mondeo.
Yep. Yeah, that's true.
Yep. A 2-liter EcoBoost 4-cylinder versus a 4-liter turbo 6-cylinder.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the EcoBoost was offered in the Falcon, but no one bought it.
are you joking or not?
I'm pretty sure that the EcoBoost Falcon.
EcoBoost Falcon is rare. Is what you're saying?
No one bought it. It just didn't sell well.
Wow, everything is upside down in Australia. Yep. When people in basically every single part of the world, you know, goes for high fuel economy, low displacement and stuff. You in Australia, Ford was like, yes, we offered you a 2-liter 4-cylinder. Would you like it? Nope. Barra.
2-liter 6-cylinder. Fuck off.
Yeah. Wait, Ford's EcoBoost is a 6-cylinder?
Nah.
Oh.
EcoBoost is the 4-cylinder. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Oh, look. Oh, they have a 3-cylinder on the Mondeo.
Yeah. And on the Fiesta.
Yeah.
No one buys it, as normal.
Yeah.
Big V8s into cars. With literally no weight in the back.
Nightmare.
A very fun nightmare, mind you.
Yeah, a very fun nightmare. Also, I think the Mondeo coming to Australia, replacing the Falcon, might not be a bad idea entirely. You know why?
Mondeo's already here, man.
Oh, Mondeo's already there, okay. Once the Mondeo fully takes over the Falcon market, I think that's not entirely a bad idea.
Why that?
They have Mondeo wagons, right?
Yes, they do.
Ford Australia is also bringing the Mustang.
Mustang's there.
Yeah, Mustang's there. GT Mustang. Coyote into a wagon Mondeo. Summer Nats. Boom.
Fucking genius.
See?
Fucking genius.
See? Mondeo wagon, put in a Coyote, take it to Summer Nats, bam. Burnout sleeper.
Hell yeah.
Unfortunately, the spacers, if you want any larger tires, I think you might need spacers.
my dad's got the stock tires on it. That can't be road legal. It fucking is, Zach.
Wait, spacers are not legal?
No, they are.
Oh, they are?
My dad had short tires on his,
Falcon.
Because he didn't want very wide tires.
Oh.
Because you would notice it.
Okay.
Where is my seventh gear gone?
Hang on. So, Ford is replacing, the Falcon with the Mondeo, right?
I don't know. I think there was some talk about Ford bringing the Taurus over.
Okay, Taurus. Okay, fine. Same thing. Coyote swap a Taurus.
The Taurus SSO?
No. Ford Taurus.
Excellent.
No, come on. Come on, man. Which one would you rather have? A show or a Coyote Taurus?
Coyote,
yeah, exactly.
The show, doesn't that have a Coyote in it?
The SHO?
I'm sending all the American listeners. Well, no, it doesn't have a fucking Coyote in it, you fucking mongrain.
Mate, American government, the fucking regulations. Now, we aren't gonna have a Coyote and Tauruses. Oh, the Taurus SHO has a 3.5-liter EcoBoost V6.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
Isn't that the same as the Ford GT?
What?
Isn't that the same as the Ford GT?
Yes, actually. Yeah, actually.
Pretty much, you buy a Taurus SHO, you've got a 4-door Ford GT.
Yeah. Except, you have about, hang on.
Yeah,
Ford GT. Here we go. Ford GT. Ford GT has 450 kilowatts, 600 horsepower. 600 horsepower on the Ford GT EcoBoost 3.5 liter. On the SHO, it has half of it.
Jesus.
I can't imagine the amount of stress the engine is taking on the GT.
On the GT.
Yeah, I mean.
They probably upgraded the whole.
Yeah, they probably rebuilt the whole thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because well, Ford aren't idiots. Hang on. Okay, back to my initial question. Ford is bringing the Mondeo and the Taurus to replace the Falcon.
I think I just spoke about it right now.
Okay, fine. Okay, don't cut me. Okay, they're bringing the Taurus and the Mondeo to replace the Falcon. What is GM going to do?
I think GM is going to bring in stuff like the Vauxhall Astra / Corsa.
No, no, I thought Holden already makes hatchbacks.
Yeah, they do, but I think they're pretty much going to bring in the Vauxhall version.
Oh, the Vauxhall. So, Vauxhalls and Opals?
No, Opal's gone, man. Opal died.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Opal did come to Australia for car manufacturing here, but that lasted like 12 months, and then it just failed.
Okay. Okay, Opal. Right.
/red. The new Commodore will be coming from Germany. Which, fun fact, is where the Commodore originally came from.
Okay. I know about that. Wait, there will be another Commodore.
Yes, I think there will be.
Yeah, but there won't be any LS Commodores.
I doubt it. I highly doubt it, but from what I've read, everyone's going to call it the Commodore, so who knows?
I also read that HSV might actually live on.
Yeah, HSV is going to live on as a subsidiary for tuning the new Holdens, in quotation marks, Holdens.
Yes, the rebadged GMs.
Well, that's pretty much what, most Chevrolets are. Chevrolet SS is basically a rebadged Commodore.
Yeah. Hang on. If HSV lives on...
Yes.
and there will be a new Commodore. Oh boy. If HSV doesn't put an LT4 from a Z06 to the new Commodore... I'm gonna kill them.
I don't blame them.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Hang on. Do you get Corvettes in Australia?
Yes, actually. I spotted a C7 the other day.
C7?
Yeah, it was red. Didn't look too bad.
Left-hand drive or right-hand drive?
Right-hand drive.
Oh, conversion. Oh, right. Right-hand drive conversions are a thing, yeah. Anyway, yeah. Wait, it'll be awesome if they brought in the Malibu to Australia. You know why?
The Malibu's already here.
Good. LT4 to a Malibu.
Australian would do that, though.
What?
Only an Australian would do that.
Yeah. Because, well, you know how bitchy the U.S. government is about vehicle regulations.
At least it's not like the fucking New South Wales government who didn't let Ken Block come to Gymkhana 9.
Yeah.
Because it would have been bad for tourism.
Right.
That's really the whole reason why you didn't want Gymkhana 9 in Sydney. Because it would have been bad for tourism.
I know. HSV.
Okay,
well. HSV. Okay, there we go. Okay, the first thing that came up with was a herpes simplex virus.
Yeah,
Oh.
I probably triggered so many people by saying that.
Yeah, I'm still recording right now.
Yeah, I'm triggered. Everyone's triggered. Triggers everyone.
Yep. 30 minutes in.
No, that's right. Normally I'm triggering everyone by like 30 seconds.
Okay, it took you 30 minutes to trigger about, well, half the population of Australia who drives Holden, while you gained support from the other half of Australians who drive Fords. And you did nothing to the dickheads of the dickhead Australians who doesn't buy Ford or Holden.
Yeah, the people who buy the Toyota Camrys.
Yeah, I mean, you look, Indonesia, my country has been dying hard right now to get local car manufacturing. I mean, all we do, okay, right now, as of right now, okay, all Indonesia does is basically completely knock down kits, really. So we don't have full on, you know, designed in Indonesia, built in Indonesia vehicle.
Excellent.
And then you in Australia, on the other hand, you have local car manufacturer, local car designing, local everything, and then you ignore it.
Yep.
Yep.
We are kicking you out of our country.
Yes, we are. You are kicking your local out of your country.
The sad part is, it's actually cheaper to export something.
Hmm?
Have it built in China and then re-import it.
Come again? Start from the beginning, what did you say?
It's actually cheaper to buy parts, export them into China.
Okay.
And then re-import it into Australia. Rather than build it locally.
Wait. What? That is heartbreaking and funny at the same time.
That's terrible.
I don't know how that works. Also, I also heard from many people from Holden forums and stuff. You know that they're saying that your government, Australian government, supports vehicle imports and stuff. Is that true?
Yes, actually, they do.
You guys, man, I feel my chest is breaking right now. I mean, you have a successful local car manufacturing, and then you completely ignore it, and then you support the other guys.
Yep.
That's like, I don't know, that's like, I'm thinking of an analogy. Hang on.
It's like trying to sell Vegemite in America.
No. This is a better one. Okay, that's like living in the UK. You have Top Gear UK, but then you prefer Top Gear USA.
Still like my one.
Yeah, I like both. I like Top Gear USA.
Mm.
Is Top Gear
some Mustang drivers?
Mustang drivers.
Yep, let's talk about this topic because it's been bugging me a lot.
I actually don't mind about the memes. I mean, it's a joke at the end of the day.
It's a joke, but it could be easily ruin the reputation. It's like the Honda lawnmower stuff. Other manufacturers make lawnmowers as well. I mean, Mitsubishi makes fucking air conditioning.
Yeah, actually, I'm using one right now as we speak.
Exactly. But yeah, no one calls something like a Lancer or a Mirage a fucking air conditioner.
Yes.
Well, I've got to admit that this Mitsubishi air conditioning system is fucking amazing. Would recommend.
We're not sponsored by Mitsubishi, by the way, listeners, okay? That'll be cool if we were. That'll be cool.
Chicanes as well.
Yeah.
No one calls Subarus for chicanes. It just really annoys me because it's not the car's fault, it's the driver's.
Yeah. Personally, I find Mustang memes funny.
I find a few of them funny, but they've got a bit of high production value.
Yeah, I mean, It's funny, but it's not entirely what's the word for it? Appropriate apostrophe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Appropriate with quotation marks.
I think what Ford should do to try and fix this problem to an extent is have the Mustang potential owners do a test, like a driving test, before they're allowed to purchase it.
The rich kids who are going to buy the Mustangs are going to be pissed.
I know for a fact that Mustangs are some of the twitchiest cars out right now.
Yeah.
So what I reckon Ford should do is either add less twitchiness, if that's a word. Probably not.
It is.
There we go. Or make potential buyers through a test showing that they can actually drive and not smash into everyone. That's the thing about them, is it? Other cars hit bars and walls and shit as well.
Well, about the driving, hang on, about the driving test, alright? That's like saying that food buyers should be Gordon Ramsay.
No, it's really not, because it's only for the Mustang.
I know, but still, I mean, a Mustang is a commercially sold vehicle, and Ford's goal with the Mustang wasn't as a sports car at the first place, right?
It was as a personal coupe. I know that.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a reason why the V6s exist. There's a reason why the four cylinder model exists.
Yeah, and it just annoys me though, because, as always, some big person who's either big on TV or the internet has said, oh yeah, Mustangs hit crowds, and it's all been blown out of proportion.
Yeah.
Every time someone sees a Mustang crash, it's on YouTube with a million views within 5 days.
Yeah. Like I said before, I don't mind the Mustang memes, but I do agree with you that it's a bit overused and sometimes related to hate right now.
Yeah, it's like the Toyota Prius. Because Jeremy Clarkson doesn't like it, no one likes it.
Speaking of Clarkson, I think in a way he's a total douche. In a way.
I've got to give it to him though. He's quite entertaining to watch. It just annoys me how his fan base is so huge.
Yeah, his fan base is so huge, and sometimes they take jokes as a serious.
Yeah, and it's like Keemstar's fan base.
Look, to prove that Jeremy Clarkson is a bit of a douche, okay? You know muscle cars can't turn, right? The Clarkson joke. Yeah, it was because of him.
Yeah. Some of them though, they don't turn at all.
No question about that. So some of them don't turn at all. Yes. Yeah. The ones that don't turn are usually the full-on dragsters that weren't meant to be driven on tracks or roads. So, look, again, we like to trigger people, so we say these.
Exactly.
Yeah. Also, I would like to tell you that the R34 GTR is an average car, performance-wise.
Yes, you heard a piece of shit, in my opinion.
Well, okay, right. That's another trigger for everyone.
My god, if Black Panther listens to this, I'm doomed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a trigger and a half.
Yep. It sure is.
Okay. Speaking of hates, okay, so pick your favorite car, okay? Pick a favorite car. Tell the listeners what you absolutely hate about it, and then take your favorite car's main rival, and tell the viewers what you love about your favorite car's rival.
Oh god.
Okay, I'll start. HSV GDS. Favorite car? Okay, HSV GDS. negative. The negative is from purely assumptions. Okay, it looks like that it's gonna be a pain in the ass to daily drive. Okay, and then main rival of the HSV-GDS, FPV. I say the FPV is a more of a. Oh yeah, another thing about I hate about the HSV, the price. I mean, come on, man. The price. 100K. Yeah, they're 100K. I mean.
Australia.
Yeah, 100 Australian dollar, 100,000 Australian dollars, for Holden. I mean, okay, it's not bad. It's still a bang for your buck. I mean, 430 kilowatts with $100,000 compared to let's say E63 or M5. I mean, the Holden HSV can easily keep up with a M5 or an E63. However, compare that to the FPV, which is like what, $80,000, the GDF. GDF is $80,000, right?
Yeah.
Okay, $80,000. And then you have 351 kilowatts there. I mean, an extra 50 kilowatts for $100,000. I mean, that's not really a justification, isn't it?
Not really.
Yeah. And then to the main rival, the GDF. Much better value for money overall. One. Number two, from reviews and stuff, I noticed that the GDF has a tad more softer suspension, so I think it's a bit more forgiving to daily. That's it. That's mine. Okay, table is turned to you, Caleb.
Well, the car, the Mitsubishi Evo. Okay. I want to try to find a problem with it.
Okay. That's well, mate. The FPV GDF is also out of production. What the hell?
Shush.
Okay. I'll help you. Okay. 400 horsepower. Okay, hang on. 400 horsepower in a basically a Lancer engine. So that's incredibly unreliable.
The plus.
Okay, fine.
The Lancers are indestructible.
Well, yeah. Turbo lag. That's another thing. Well. Any, well, even the Subaru has a turbo lag, but.
Yeah. Okay, so I've mentioned what I don't like about my favorite car. Now I'm charged for me to mention what I have to.
Anyway, I'll help you another one with the Evo. Crap interior, okay? I'll give you that. And then the Subaru, come on.
Yeah, I actually like the interior.
Okay, fine. Subjective taste, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, now to the Subaru. What do you like about the Subaru?
Okay. Whereas with the Subaru, you can go in, buy it, and then drive it like you bought a fucking baseball.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. I find the Evo 10, the Evo in general, okay, not just the 10, the Evo in general to be a bit, just like the HSV actually, a bit too hardcore if you take it every day.
Yeah. Well, unlike the HSV, you could easily daily it thanks to the all-wheel drive system.
Yeah. You can daily a HSV just as a note.
Yeah.
Look on some Holden forums. Yeah, you won't believe the cars that people daily drive. I mean, someone daily drives a VS GTSR. Get that.
Oh no, I stole my king.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the. That topic. What should we move?
Yeah, let's talk about dickheads who don't indicate.
Bimmer.
It's not BMW.
I had to say it. Okay, about dickheads who doesn't indicate. Well, Indonesia's road enforcement law is absolutely weak.
So is Australia's.
What, so you're allowed to drive like 250 kilometers an hour everywhere in Australia? What?
You're not allowed to. But most Australians, if I think, only illegal if you get caught.
Yeah, actually, yeah. So, in Indonesia, okay?
Not technically legal.
Yeah. In Indonesia, okay? On paper, alright? On paper, we have shit tons of rules. But in reality, okay? Highway patrols are countable. The amount of highway patrols and the whole we have a ring road around Jakarta that called the Jakarta Ring Road, obvious. The amount of highway patrol is like 1 or 2 or 3 or 4. In every 20 kilometers there's only like 2 highway patrols. And guess what? They're all parked up. I rarely see them actually travel.
What cars do the cops in Jakarta / Indonesia have?
Mazda 6, Hyundai Sonata, and a Lancer 2-liter turbo. The 2-liter. They don't drive the Evo. It'll be cool though. Oh, they also drive the previous generation Ford Focus. Okay, back to the weakness of Indonesian road law enforcement. People like me, okay, a 14 and a half year old, riding bikes, driving cars everywhere.
Yes.
How about in Australia? Is that a thing where 15, 14 year olds drive on the road everywhere?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Is it driving or riding?
It's riding.
Bikes, motorbikes.
Sometimes it's mopeds. Most of the time it's push bikes.
Mopeds. What's a moped? We don't have mopeds here. Moped. Fine. What's a moped? Moped. What's a moped? Oh, okay. A moped is a scooter.
Yeah.
Okay. A scooter. So. Yeah. Actually. Wait a minute. Moped. Oh, come on. their top speed is like what? 60 kilometers an hour?
Yeah, people still daily.
No, they're top speed. What's the top speed of mopeds?
Oh, yeah, probably around 60.
Yeah, 60. Okay, so we don't have mopeds here. So, because we do have automatic scooters, okay, but somewhere like 120 kilometers an hour is their top speed.
Yes.
So, go look up something like what's it called? Honda Vario. V-A-R-I-O.
Yeah.
Honda Vario. Yeah, they're like 150cc, 125cc. Okay, so compared to your moped, compared to the bikes that underage Australians use. I think Indonesia is quite a ballsy country when it comes to underage riding. By the way, I have a 110cc bike. I don't know what do you use in Australia for the underage drivers.
Whatever they can fit depends on the word break the bank.
Okay, so one of my friends has a. Do you know a Kawasaki Ninja?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, one of my friends have one of those, and he rides it.
Nice.
What?
People keep messaging me.
I'm one of them. Haha. Okay, so. What do Australian underage drivers drive?
I don't
Well, such as?
Well, I currently drive my mother's Hyundai Getz, which is actually a really fun little ship. I'll just drive around in.
Yeah, I also drive my uncle's Honda Jazz. Or, do they call it the Honda?
Focuses, Civics, anything.
Ah, okay. Yeah, so, oh yeah, back to the last thing that I said. Do underage kids ride sports bikes in Australia?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Okay, because a lot of my friends actually ride big bikes, like 250cc up. I mean, I have a friend who has a Ninja. He crashed. And then now he has a 150cc bike, a Satria, Suzuki Satria.
Nice.
And his dad has a Yamaha R6. You know that?
Yeah, I don't know much about bikes.
Yeah, basically R6 is a 600cc two-cylinder bike, if I'm not mistaken. Two-cylinder or one-cylinder or three, I forgot. Yes, I know. Indonesian underage road users, ballsy as hell. oh shoot. Okay, apparently I was wrong. It's not a one cylinder. It's not a two cylinder. The R6 is a four cylinder. Yes, I'm not joking. Four cylinder.
How do you fit four cylinders into a bike?
Well, you can. Try to look up a BMW S1000RR or Ducati Panigale.
I'm losing. Could it be 110?
Right. Okay, it's been 50 minutes already in the podcast, so I think... that's it for today. Stay tuned tomorrow, Friday, October 7th, as we talk about the greatest Ford Falcons to ever come all time. So that's it from Throttle Enthusiast Podcast. Thank you for listening. Goodbye. Till we meet again.
Bye.